This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bednar ahead, two strikes. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Three curveballs, three strikeouts for Bednar in the ninth. Pirates score. They win. 2-2 the count. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0
Not
Pirates
very often.
In the ninth. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bednar gets him on the curveball. And the Pirates shut out Arizona 2-0 on the Cruz home run. That does it for the Bucks tonight.
Well, looky what we got here. A man named Bob Pompiani walks into the studio and all hell breaks loose. Limits, this is incredible.
What a wonderful surprise, Joe. A wonderful treat having Bob back.
Reunited, Bob, and it feels more than good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you after last night's complete sell-off and
sell out, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but doing well. Good to be back with you guys.
Great to be back with you. And the band is back together. Look at Little Limits in there. Adorable, isn't he, Bob?
Hi, Bob.
Austin.
Bob waving to you.
I like to call him Aussie.
I think we all know what the topic of the day is. I wore a pirate cap in just because it felt right, or maybe it felt wrong. This is a disaster, Bob. However, I don't know why everybody's that upset, Limits. I don't know why everybody's that upset. The Greensboro Grasshoppers are going to win the World Series, Bob.
And they are going to be set
fortified.
For years to come.
When
you said 2027 World Series, you meant the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. They have fortified themselves for the stretch run better than the Padres ever could have, Limits. The Greensboro Grasshoppers are set to make a run here.
It's a great day to be a Greensboro Grasshoppers fan today, Bob. They are buying their tickets to the playoffs. They are ready to go. The playoff push is on in Greensboro.
I mean, they're fortified at every single position. Their bullpen's ready to go. Their rotation. Listen, the key question here for me, before I even dive into my opening soliloquy, is this, Bob. Did Ben Cherington go rogue and act on his own here? Does he have complete autonomy, more or less, within a budget, to do what he wants to do? Or was he working under orders from Bob Nutting? Is Bob Nutting happy with what happened here? Because if it's the former, it's exactly what I came in here Tuesday and talked about. And I said, you know what? It was based on something Ken Rosenthal said about Cherington's job security. My greatest fear going into this deadline was that Cherington might choose himself over the welfare of the franchise, meaning they're winning right now. They're right around 500, only a game under Don Kelly. The best way for Cherington to preserve his job is to keep right around 500 and keep winning. And the best way to do that is to keep some of these guys around who are leaving at the end of the year. So I realize he got rid of Bednar. He got rid of Falter. But he kept Tommy Pham. He kept IKF. He kept Keller, obviously. I wonder if this is an effort to keep his job. Forget about keeping those guys. And yet, at the same time, he gets absolutely nothing to help them for next season. I thought this was about maximizing the Skeens window. And if you expect me, Bob, to believe that they're going to take this money saved, and right now this just looks like a bunch of salary dumps to me, or two of them anyway.
That's exactly what it is.
I like the Hayes trade. I love the Hayes trade, although another kick in the groin for Pirates fans was that he hit a homer last night. No word on whether he missed first base running around the bases. They did nothing to maximize the Skeens window, and nobody believes that they're going to use this offseason to load up on free agents. Your take?
No, my take would be, if that's what he was doing, trying to preserve his job, then he did it all the wrong way. Why would you get rid of anybody if that's the case?
Because Bednar,
trade my minor leaguers and try to get guys who can bat right now. My job is to do that, then I would have gone the opposite direction. No, I don't think that was it. I think it was incompetence, once again, surfacing. I also think Bob Nutting had everything to do with this, because Bob Nutting wants to trim payroll as much as he can. There's no obligation for him to spend. So this has just been a recurring theme. It's Bob Nutting trying to save money when he knows people will still come out in large numbers and watch their games, no matter what the reason, they will. And so he has people right where he wants them, which is to say that it doesn't matter what the product is, you'll come out and support me. And that's the message. It's the only message I could come up with Bob Nutting. If he was really trying to maximize Paul Skeens, and this is a topic that Paul Skeens should have with Bob Nutting, if I were Paul Skeens, I'd walk right in there and say, okay, I've heard what your intentions are. I've seen nothing to support it. Therefore, you tell me what's going to happen next, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do next, which is not play for you after next year. I'll demand a trade, and I won't show up.
Yeah.
Okay? Paul Skeens has to – this is supposed to be about Paul Skeens. You have a generational player. They need to build around him. They've done everything but that. They've gone the other way. They refused to spend money in the offseason, knowing that their offense sucked, and they still didn't spend money. Now they have a chance to bring in more using players to try to get some, and they did the opposite. They acquired all these single-A talents, and yes, the Greensboro Grasshoppers are going to be hopping all over the place down there in Greensboro. You want to go there for happy hour, go ahead. Get a Mai Tai, sit there and watch the Hoppers hop, because it ain't going to be happening here.
You just raised a great point that I was going to bring up today. If you're Paul Skeens, what are you thinking? And I'm thinking I want out, just like you said, only I wouldn't wait till after next year. Maybe I'd wait till see what the offseason is, and I would announce very publicly that I want to trade.
He doesn't have to do it in a belligerent way.
This deadline was, Well, just like he called out ownership and management the other day, very politely.
Right.
I would just say I want out. I want to be traded out of this mess. And this was a slap across his face. Are you kidding me right now that they brought in Class A players and a couple of stiffs? Now, maybe this kid, the catcher from the Yankees, I don't know, Bob.
Yeah, but they have so many catchers.
They have none who can catch, and that again goes back to Charrington.
Right.
Now, even if we think that Charrington has total autonomy here, it still goes back to Nutting because he hired him.
Right.
But I have to think that he was ordered to get rid of salary. You know, I waver between, you know, how much of this is Charrington saying, man, I'd sure like to win down the stretch and keep my very nice paying job. And part of it is get rid of salary. And then we can tell people we're going out in the offseason, really going to fortify that offense.
But they're not going to.
I know.
So
I know.
And if anything, this is...
I think it's both.
My conclusion on this is Ben Charrington will not be replaced. That's number one.
I agree with you.
Number two, they won't spend any money because they've now created a scenario where they don't have to. They'll say, look, we are betting that our system, we're going to have to go through some tweaking and build it up, whatever. It's the same narrative. And until proven otherwise, that's exactly what it is. They can tell you all you want. They may go out and spend $25 million next year in the offseason, but it'll be on 16 players.
Right. Or they may splurge for an $8 or $10 million player, but that'll be about as high as it goes. There's exactly nobody who believes that suddenly the Pirates are going to splurge here. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, Bob. Hold on. Rafael Flores, the catcher. This was David Schoenfeld, I think his name is, from ESPN. I guess he's the big name out of anybody they've acquired in all these trades. Rafael Flores, the analytics department will like his max exit velocity numbers.
Well, he fits right in here.
But he's a fringy defender who might end up as a first baseman where the bat might not play. Plan the parade, Bob. Plan the parade. What's this guy's name? Ed Glean?
Ed Glean.
Mind if I just call him Ed or Glean? Glean Perez is hitting 209 with no home runs in low A. And the other kid is, quote, in low A with some speed and not much power. this is a disaster. It's a total disaster. What have we done? I thought the idea was to maximize next season under Skeens. And here's the real kicker, Bob. As if Key Brian Hayes hitting a homer in his debut and watching Shelty on his new show on MLB Network critique the deals wasn't enough of a kick in the groin. Here's the other one. Here's Charrington on what they could have gotten, Bob. He came right out on the record and said what they could have. Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't heard it.
Take a listen.
I've been out of town. I haven't heard anything.
We could have acquired proven major league bats. Absolutely. There were opportunities on the table for us. We could have done it, just not at a price that we were comfortable with.
Then what are you doing?
I want to yell, but I'll just say, then why didn't you? Why didn't you acquire proven
that was
major
the goal,
bats?
I thought. I mean,
he really said that?
He really said that.
Bob.
I mean, I don't know what you're supposed to say to that other than you failed miserably again. That's it.
He struck out just like all his hitters. Can I hear that again? Is this AI generated or actually him?
This is real.
We could have acquired proven major league bats. Absolutely. There were opportunities on the table for us. We could have done it. Just not at a price we were comfortable with.
Okay, now juxtapose that quote with what he said on Sunday, talking about risk and how the Pits, especially here in Pittsburgh, we have to take risk.
I don't think we can be risk averse. I don't think that's going to work in Pittsburgh. If we want to win, we're going to have to assume risk.
So tell me, Bob, what these are the most conservative. Yeah, and all of them, both of them were completely panned as trades yesterday. The most conservative deals you ever could have made. There's zero risk involved other than you're losing two good players. For what? For what? Is there any risk there? Are they assuming
any
risk?
No risk. They were adverse to risk. They didn't want risk. They tell you that we have to, but they don't, and they never do. If you look at the pipeline of New York Yankee talent that has come to Pittsburgh under Ben Charrington, you could assemble a pretty good Greensboro Grasshopper team again. That's all it's been. None of them have hit. Zero, none. And that includes Ronzi Contreras, who, again, this is the game that I can't stand. I keep talking about prospects. They push these narratives about, and I think people would jump on them, the ones who analytics to death. Well, this guy's the 18th best. He's going to move to 10th. He's now second. He's fourth. I don't care. I really don't care. I care only about guys developing. And if they can't develop them, what's the point of getting them in the first place? They're all for the entire New York Yankees under Ben Charrington. Every player they've acquired has
Jose
failed.
Jose Tabata was another.
Well, that goes way back. But
yeah. Well, yes, that goes
Hoy Park. I remember Hoy Park. I saw his first home run and only a home run.
Right.
And then Hoy Park went to some other park somewhere in maybe Greensboro. Maybe he's back there. Maybe it's Hoy Park bobblehead night.
If this is what you're going to do, then why not just triple down on keeping your pitching?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And not do any... Why do you give away Bednar, who you have control of both him and Falter?
Falter's a strange one to me.
It was weird, Bob. Like, as a Pirate fan yesterday, I wanted to cry based on the moves that they made. They gave Falter away for nothing.
Zero.
A 28-year-old left-handed pitcher that's thrown, what, 5 innings in the big leagues?
Yeah.
David Bednar, when he even said they could have got higher-rated prospects, but they preferred the package that they got for Bednar?
Again, package. They're saying they want quantity, not quality, and they're hoping it's like a needle in a haystack philosophy. This guy might develop if we have 6 of them.
I thought part of the idea around here was to keep good, controlled players.
And he has control, and he's only making $2.5 million.
Now, don't get me wrong. I wanted to trade everybody, including Keller, to try to get what Charrington just talked about, either proven major league bats or big-time prospects like the kid from the Cubs, Owen Casey, Spencer Jones, name 10 of them. I don't care. Not some kid in low A who's 11 years old and hitting 209. What the hell is he doing? What is Charrington doing? How has he not been fired? Just triple down on your pitching then. Bailey Falter. Let's talk for a second about Bailey Falter, Bob. May we?
Sure.
What's the most important stat for you when it comes to a pitcher?
The most important stat?
Yeah. ERA?
ERA. WHIP is a good one for me, but okay. I want to see innings pitched too.
Okay.
I want to see how many innings
all
you can
right.
get.
All right. Let me give you player A and player B from last season. They both played for the same team. Bob, you ready for this?
Go right ahead.
Player A in 255 innings since last year is 15-14 with a 4.13 ERA and a 1.24 WHIP, okay? Player B has 305 innings, so about 50 more innings, with a 4.01 ERA, roughly the same, a 15-22 record, and a higher WHIP of 1.26. Who's player A and who's player B?
Are these Pirates?
Yes.
Player B would be Falter.
Player B is Mitch Keller.
Oh.
Player A is Bailey Falter. We spent so many days.
I was going to go in reverse of that. I was going to say Keller first.
It looks the same
looks the
to me.
Same, yeah.
Slight edge for Keller, but not on WHIP, not on record. I know record is a little bit fungible, you know,
yeah.
and luck, but the ERA roughly the same. Falter has a better WHIP than Keller. But we spent the whole deadline. Wow, the Pirates have a you know, number two starter who's having a great year, and people are going to be after Mitch Keller, and they could really get something good for him. Bailey Falter has been just about as good as Keller. Plus, he's left-handed. So you can make an argument, if that's what you want, a lefty, that he's every bit as valuable, and yet they just gave him away. They just gave him away for nothing. Nothing.
And how many teams, I can't believe that they would not have, if they wanted to move him, how many teams could use a Bailey Falter? How many teams in playoff contention right now can use a left-hand guy like that who's 28, still has years of control?
Yes.
And number one should be the Pirates. They should have him. But number two, if you're going to trade him, you should be in a driver's seat with the trade there. You know, it should absolutely be a big return because there are guys out there who need, there are teams need Bailey Falter.
Can I add this in?
Yes.
Noah saying yesterday at 6 o'clock, was told by a team source that Bailey Falter was a non-tender candidate.
That is incredible.
What?
I mean, that's incredible.
A non-tender candidate.
I just read you the stats. That isn't the past 2 weeks That's 255 innings for him, 305 for Keller. They have a roughly equal resume.
Also, can you believe that after Bailey Falter was acquired for Adolfo Castro, basically for nothing, the fans booed him on opening day for Paul Skeens not being here and Falter basically having his rotation spot? Bailey Falter has done so well with this organization to create a great image for himself and a great pitcher, a good pitcher that he's become.
I mean,
up in arms about Bailey Falter. Like, the journey, it's just, it's crazy to think about.
I don't want to compare him to Randy Johnson.
No,
I don't. But I thought the Pirates were in the business of keeping cheap, controllable players who are pretty good, especially. And he's pretty good. Bednar's been really good. What are they doing? Other than dumping salary, both guys are going to arbitration. They not want to pay them, right? Now, I heard, I think it was Crowley today, say if they were really trying to dump salaries, they would have traded Keller. Well, I mean, they also have Reynolds. They also have guys who are getting paid. I think just because you don't trade or get rid of all your salary doesn't mean that the primary reason or the primary theme of this deadline wasn't dumping salary, because it was. Do you agree,
it's
Bob?
It's the only conclusion you can make. They didn't want to pay more. They wanted to save more. They don't intend to spend more.
In broad daylight, they do this. In broad daylight.
And again, the whole problem is you have Paul Skeens, and you have nothing to show for Paul Skeens. This year will be 2 years. Next year will be three. And Paul Skeens, the Major League Baseball should want Paul Skeens in a high-leverage situation in the playoffs. Major League Baseball should have a raised eyebrow, if they haven't already, about how the business dealings of the Pittsburgh Pirates have unfolded. They really should.
They might as well trade Skeens in the offseason. And if I'm him, maybe that's the biggest story here. And you pointed us in that direction, Bob. Is if I'm Paul Skeens, my offseason priority list is, one, publicly ask for a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Publicly come out and say, I want out.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke about it late last season with Dan Zangrilli. It would be great if he mentioned Zangrilli, by the way, Bob.
He would.
And I said, we have to consciously make moves to get better. And then 5 seconds after I spoke, we traded our closer and a good major league starter for kids who are barely out of, like, middle school. I want out. I just, I want to get traded. And here's the thing. Unlike almost in any other market, in any other sport, where it's always, if a guy wants traded, the public revolts against him, 100% of Pirates fans out there would be angry with the team and would support him in wanting to get the hell out of here.
You're 100% right on that. They would back him because they know. And the sad part about this is that when they took him and when they knew what they had, he came up here immediately, made, okay, now the plan begins. We have a 3-year to maybe 4-year window, and we would see tangible results of what they were trying to do to make this a better team.
Yeah.
But they have shown none of it. Zero.
Let me ask you this, Bob.
Why would he hang around anyway? You know, what's the point?
All he's doing is blowing out his arm for a team that has no interest in winning, at least nothing demonstrable that they've done that would indicate that. Why did Charrington keep IKF, Tommy Pham, and Heaney?
Heaney should have been, if you're going to trade a left-hand pitcher, that's the guy to try to move.
What's your explanation? Why would he keep them unless he's trying with that little part to stay around 500 to save his job? Why would you keep that?
If you're Bob Nutting,
because Tommy Pham's one of the hottest hitters in baseball.
But why would you think you have to do that to save your job?
I don't know.
He already knows he has
his
job.
Then give me an explanation
saved.
Why you would keep them.
I don't know. There is no good explanation. First of all,
pure incompetence.
He should have done them a favor and said, "Look, we're going to help you out to get to a team that can contend. We're going to get something in return here, whatever. The Grasshoppers need more help than you think. We'll keep putting in the Grasshopper pool of players." Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense.
How about this from Mark Feinstein, Bob?
Yes.
Sorry to cut you off. Tommy Pham was not traded today despite absolute assurances from John Paul Morosi that he would 100% be dealt. So Feinstein basically saying, J.P. Morosi said, yeah, Tommy Pham definitely going to be dealt. And it sounds like that's the Pirates even saying that Tommy Pham would be dealt, talking to Pham. And he wasn't.
Yeah, but there's no good reason to keep him here. None whatsoever. He'll be gone next year. They all will be gone next year, and they got nothing for them. It was the reverse philosophy when it comes to players on expiring contracts. Those are the ones who should have been gone first and foremost, and then make bigger decisions after that. And the fact that he did say that they had current players, experienced bats, is that what he used as
he
the
did.
Term?
Let's hear that one more and time then, after
then,
Bob's done.
And then do play it back, Joe, with what you cited from Sunday.
Yeah.
When he talks about risk. I thought it was ridiculous.
We could have acquired proven major league bats. Absolutely. There are opportunities on the table for us. We could have done it, just not at a price that we were comfortable with.
I don't think we can be risk averse. I don't think that's going to work in Pittsburgh. If we want to win, we're going to have to assume risk.
Mind-boggling. I mean, just... So, again, in broad daylight.
If you had to break those
think
two...
people are that stupid?
Break those two apart. What he's saying to me, if I read between these lines, is I had opportunities to bring in these bats, proven major league bats. The cost was Bubba Chandler, whatever else. I'm not doing it. Okay, fine. Say that then. Say what it is. Because if you're just going to say, we can't be risk averse, and then you say we had better offers and we chose not to do that. What are you saying then?
Well, what you said. I think what he's saying there is other teams wanted some of our top prospects.
Well, then that's a risky move, and that's what you have to make when you're trying to stack the deck here.
If you're going to keep Mitch Keller, who signed for, what, 3 more years?
Yes.
You could have kept him and Falter, still had Skeen, still had Burrows, Oviedo coming back, then trade Bubba Chandler.
Right.
If they were asking for Chandler, then trade Bubba Chandler.
And even if they're asking for Chandler, why not say the ask was Bubba Chandler, we really like Bubba, we don't want to give up on him, we think he's going to be really good for our organization. That's also like another vote of confidence to Chandler, and it's also more transparency. It doesn't hurt you if you come out and say that. Not at all.
No, and that's that was the message that their strength remains their starting pitching next year.
Absolutely. And their weakness remains this hideous lineup.
Right, and they could have started to change that with moving on guys like Chandler. I don't care. Bubba Chandler can be outstanding if he moves on, fine. Just give me a comparable bat that will be outstanding for this lineup.
I could see a realistic scenario where opening day next season, Hank Davis, who's hitting worse than a pitcher, really, a lot of pitchers, at catcher, Spencer No Power Horwitz at first base.
Oh, boy.
Nobody at shortstop while they wait for Griffin. Jared Triolo, who hits worse than Davis at third base, and then God only knows in the outfield. I guarantee, too, McCutchen will be back, probably batting leadoff or cleanup on opening day next
year. Well, this, to me, assures that McCutchen will be back. I mean, if he wants to, that's one thing. They don't have anybody else who's better than him.
And they'll sign a couple of guys. They'll bring back Adam Frazier or his like.
That's what I mean. That's not going to get it done. Sorry.
This is just unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
But that's the part we didn't hit on earlier, Bob, is that clearly, I think, teams wanted to raid the Pirates' prospects. Good. We need hitters, and we have a surplus of young pitching.
Correct.
Let me hear that, those two quotes juxtaposed one more time for people.
We could have acquired proven major league bats. Absolutely. There are opportunities on the table for us. We could have done it, just not at a price that we were comfortable with. So I think we just got to carry that into the offseason. I think we know a lot more about how teams are thinking about their own players and thinking about our prospects or just players in general. And we're just going to have to dive back into that in November.
I don't think we can be risk averse. I don't think that's going to work in Pittsburgh. If we want to win, we're going to have to assume risk.
All right. So comfort and risk don't go together. He just said it wasn't at a price we were comfortable with. And then 2 days, 3 days, whatever it was earlier, was saying, yeah, we have to assume risk. We're in Pittsburgh. We all know what that means. We're in Pittsburgh. Comfort and risk don't go together. And I'm convinced more than ever, Bob, that the job of the GM here is A, to try to perform miracles on a shoestring budget, and B, just be the guy who takes the fire. That's basically your job description, is we're going to manage this like a little mom and pop grocery store. So we're going to do things like dump good players for nothing because we get rid of their salaries and don't have to deal with them in arbitration. And then your job is to go up and take fire for me. And yeah, that's basically what Charrington does.
I think that's what all GMs do in this situation. You want to hold on to your job, you do what I say. This is what I want. Do it. Take all the criticism, even though to me it goes beyond him. It always will. It goes to Bob Nutting. It's as simple as that. He can talk all he wants about what he said at this beginning of the season, where we've given them every resource they need. Oh, no, you haven't. It's ridiculous to even make that statement. It's ridiculous to listen to it. He should retract it and just, I don't, there's a part of me, Joe, I don't know.
Well, that's a great point, Bob. What was that quote from Bob Nutting before the season?
Where it was about resources. I've given them all the resources they need.
How can you possibly say that? And how could, if that's the case, how could Charrington possibly keep his job? Bob Nutting didn't say, I've given all of them all the resources to go out next offseason, or we'll find a way to make resources available for next offseason. He said it was time to win. And Charrington failed on multiple fronts. Like we said, everything. If you think Charrington stinks at his job, and who on earth doesn't, that goes back to Nutting too. But other small market, low budget GMs find ways to win. So it's still worth noting that he stinks at his job when other guys are good in similar situation. But Bob, that's a great point by you. Let me get this quote here. He said, this was Bob Nutting in spring training. You ready for this? I don't know if we have a clip of it. And I quote, yes, I think that I've done everything I can to provide the tools and resources to the team. There is a point where it becomes execution. That's why you play the games. Wow.
That's complete denial.
Well, we've played the games. You fired your manager. How is your GM still here?
Because he's doing what the owner wants. I have to ask myself this question, too. Why is Bob Nutting even going through this? Why does he want, unless he completely...
I mean,
just
the franchise
Teflon
values
guy.
Continue to go
I
up.
I get it. But he has enough money to just decide, why am I doing this? What's the end game for me?
Because the franchise values keep going up.
Fine. If you're in it just to make money, and clearly he is, and nothing else seems to matter. And again, prove wrong. Prove us wrong. Go out and do something that proves it wrong. I guess he doesn't care. I guess if he goes out in public, he has that kind of personality where he does not care. I would care. Would you care what people say about me to the point where...
I mean, no. Mark Cuban, who once said, if I could stand on a street corner and have people yell at me every single day, but clear $25 million or whatever he said it was every year, I'd do that too. So, no, I wouldn't care, Bob.
Okay. I would
collect the money.
I would care from this standpoint. I've been getting stuff from local government, from taxpayers. I would care because I have taken and taken and taken some more. I haven't given back. I would care that I didn't give back. I would care that I basically have been on a money take and a money grab, and I've not reciprocated. When my job should be to reciprocate to a city that opened up its arms and taxpayer money to you.
I will say this. If there was ever a time that you'd want to go into the black to try to make money, or just go into the black for what you say, that you've been given so much by the city, including the stadium that you play in, at least half of it or so, this would be the time. And I don't think it would ruin your personal fortune either.
No, because as you say, the valuation keeps going up.
You have Paul Skeens. Has Charrington met Paul Skeens? Does he know he
That's
has
a great
him?
Question.
I mean, the fact that this happens in broad daylight in front of all of us, and they say the things that they say is really remarkable in a way.
I had somebody text me yesterday. We were discussing the deadline. They said, it's like bunting the runners over in a four-run game when you're down in the fifth inning. It really doesn't accomplish much, but you think you might be in a little bit of a better situation. That's basically what I think they're thinking internally. Like, we think, yeah, maybe we didn't get significantly better helping our major league team, but man, these prospects in A-ball that we got and this catcher that everyone regards to be decent, but not one of the better guys in the Yankee system, man, we did well.
We should examine their catchers because they've invested a lot of time and effort in their catching and they have nothing to show for.
Well, that's the other thing. At the deadline, they went out and sacrificed a precious resource, which is a really good closer, really good leverage guy in late innings, to try to redouble, you know, track back and get a catcher because they failed miserably at 1-1. Henry Davis is a bust.
Right. 1-2.
Looked like they got
Joey
lucky
Bart.
With Joey Bart. Not Looked like year. He got lucky, Charrington did, but he turned back into Joey Bart. And now they have to, and Endy got hurt. That's just bad luck. I don't know how he would have turned out. It wasn't going well early on at the plate. Now they have to try to backtrack and cover that spot because of their own ineptitude. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I feel, honestly, you know, I wear the hat today almost, you know, as a joke of sorts, but there's really nothing funny here. I feel sick for Pirate fans. I really do. I feel sick for them.
Because I do think Pirate fans want to see playoff baseball in any shape or form, and Paul Skeens should want to see it. The Major League Baseball should want to see it from Paul Skeens. Not until he gets to another uniform for this market for this time, and they've dropped it miserably. They've made it so that it's gotten worse. And
here's the thing, people. It's amazing how resilient Pirate fans are, continuing to come back with hope. There was some hope. People had hope at this trade deadline. You know, will you deal a guy like Keller, Bednar, and bring something back that we don't ask for much? That's the way I feel like Pirate fans feel. We don't ask for much. We've been living in the desert now for a decade again. Could you give us like a thimble of water? We don't need a jug. We don't need a tap. Just a little thimble of water. And instead, they give him a Class A guy who can't hit. So that's the shame of it to me, is that people come back with open hearts all the time to the Pirates. And Bob Nutting, you know.
No, he says, thank you.
Charrington,
I appreciate
they say,
the money, yeah, and I'll keep taking it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
What do these other teams think when the deal is ultimately done? Do they really think, like, man, we really fleece these guys again?
Well, Brian Cashman certainly must feel that way from the Yankees. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. He's fleeced them on every single trade they've made. To me, the Yankees...
When he gets a call from the Pirates, they start, you know, decorating the place with balloons. They send off ticker tape.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, because our guys at North Shore 9, Jim Rosati, had a really good tweet that I saw. In Ben Charrington's tenure, he has acquired 10 of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, according to Baseball America. Here are the 10 of them. Rowanzi Contreras, Rafael Flores, those are the two highest guys regarded, both Wraith in the Yankee system. Miguel Yajure, Cannon Smith and Jigba, Edgleen Perez, who they just got, somebody named Kiner Delgado, I've never heard of, Brian Sanchez, the outfielder they got for Bednar, Hoy Park, Mikel Escoto, and Diego Castillo.
Mikel Escoto, you got to give him credit for that one, Bob.
He was a highly regarded guy.
I loved Hoy Park when he first came here.
You know that when you have a phone in your hand and you're happy with what the other person just said or that they're on the line, but you don't want them to know it,
right.
So you put the phone away and start pumping your fists. You just got a new contract or something. That's Brian Cashman every time Charrington's number pops up on his phone. Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got him again.
It's like they have two farm systems in New York. They have their own AAA, AA, single A, and then they have the Pirates.
Well, think about the pitching. Like Jameson Taillon, David Bednar, Clay Holmes.
Yeah, and how about
Garrett Cole's there now?
They turned Holmes into something special when he wasn't much of it here.
Yes. Ben's on the line. Yeah, yeah. I'll take your call whenever, Ben. 24/7.
He has a special hotline. 1-800
But I also think as great as Pirate fans are,
he's got them on his.
As great as Pirate fans are in terms of their support, they're also a little bit naive in that they believe all of this stuff. This prospect ranking, Pirate fans.
I don't think by and large they do. Pirate fan, don't you think Pirate fans by and large are outraged today?
Yeah, but they also believe they go because they still, and you heard people say, well, you got the ninth, the eighth.
No, I don't think anymore. I don't think anymore.
Well, maybe not anymore, but I've heard people before defend saving money. So no, that's too much for him. Why is it your concern? I've always said spend as much as they can. They should spend $150 to $200 million in my world. That's what I would do. I would go out and I'd show everyone. You don't want to come to Pittsburgh because we have a reputation where we're cheap? Okay. What do you want? I'm going to show you that I'm going to pay you because I really want you. And you have to do this. Instead, people will defend it. Oh, he's too expensive. No. Or they got the third, the seventh, and the ninth ranked prospect. Oh, my goodness. What a steal.
Well, they didn't
Meanwhile,
even
nobody,
get that.
Nobody
That's
even
the problem.
Knows who these guys
they
are.
They didn't get anybody's
Which is why
top
I dislike
prospect.
Prospects. I don't want to ever talk about prospects. You talk about prospects all you want. I don't care until they get here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.